Have you ever wondered how mosquitoes are so good at finding us? I definitely have. NPR's Ari Daniel reports it may come down to the mosquitoes' surprisingly complex sense of smell.
Meg Younger opens an incubator. Cubes stretched with mesh sit on the shelves, each filled with 100-plus mosquitoes.
I showed this to a friend the other day. She said it reminded her of, like, a mosquito hotel.
Younger is the hotel manager and a neuroscientist at Boston University. She exhales gently into one of the cubes, a waft of carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm. And they started moving around quite a bit.
Yep. And now, in this state, they're sensitized to look for other cues, like odor.
Specifically, the blend of human body odor, an aroma that, to many mosquitoes, is magnetic. It's an attraction that can be a major health problem.
The ones that prefer humans tend to be the ones that transmit diseases among humans.
Scientists have attempted to break this attraction, but try as they might, the little mosquito has resisted.
They're really good at what they do.
Which means, Younger says, it's been frustratingly hard to find chemical means of battling mosquitoes.
If we were able to learn how mosquitoes are finding people, the more potential starting points we'll have to develop these new repellents or, conversely, attractants for traps.
In her office, Younger tells me how she and her colleagues have taken steps to do just that, by peering into the mosquito's brain to decipher how it smells its surroundings. Most of what we know about the neuroscience of smell comes from mice and fruit flies, where the wiring's fairly simple. Each neuron in the nose or antenna has one kind of receptor that detects a single kind of odor.
Like the banana odor.
And all the neurons with receptors for the banana smell connect to the same part of the brain. This mechanism of one kind of receptor per neuron has been the party line for how smell generally works, until Younger and the others started poking around inside mosquito brains, where they found that each neuron has multiple receptors that can detect multiple odors.
And I was like, this is weird. And I just thought, oh, weird is good. Because it's fun to study something that's new and different, and it's fun to be surprised.
This finding that a mosquito's sense of smell is organized differently than expected is published in today's edition of the journal Cell. Younger thinks it's this built-in redundancy that might make the mosquito's ability to sniff people out so tamper-proof.
So that if they don't have a receptor for one of the compounds found in human odor, they'd still know a human is nearby.
Because they have all these backup receptors in each neuron, which would then activate. Back in her lab, Younger stares at the mosquitoes inside that hotel and says she can't help but marvel at the complexity tucked into a brain less than a millimeter across.
You know, nervous systems are so powerful that even one that's so small allows for so much.
Ari Daniel, NPR News.